This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's human nature that we like to be praised. From the time we're young, when we're praised by our parents, and then later in the workplace, we're praised by the CEO, or if you're praised by the president, especially if it's someone of status, it makes you feel good when someone praises you. And Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَحْسُنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى اللَّهِ, that who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah. The one who gives da'wah, the one who relays the message of Islam, he is the best. Here stated clearly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times when we reflect on this verse, we take the first part of the verse and we leave the rest. We say this is the virtue. That's correct. But if you reflect deeper and make some tadabbur, you'll see that there's two secret weapons that Allah mentions. These are the weapons that truly make the da'i, the one who gives da'wah, make him successful in his da'wah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, that he does good deeds, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and he says that indeed I am from the Muslimin, I am from the Muslims. How does this make him more successful? The good deeds, when you're doing good deeds, it attaches you more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it makes you want to, it gives you the desire and the push to relay the message. Also, when you taste the sweetness of faith, the halawa of iman, you want to share it and give it with us. You want everyone to taste that beautiful taste that you're tasting as well. And it's gonna push you to work even harder to relay the message. And then when you say that verily I'm from the Muslimin, this is talking about being proud, being and having honor. It's when we give da'wah, we relay the message. We don't come like, you know, this is the Islam. No, this is the religion of truth. This is the final revelation sent to all of mankind. I'm proud to be following it. I'm proud to be teaching it. I'm proud to be telling you what it is. When you do this, automatically, people are going to respect you and they're going to listen more and more detail to what you're saying, and it's going to give strength to the message that you're relaying. If you look at the story of the great Sahabi Rabi' ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, when he went to relay the message of Islam to Rustam, and Rustam had put all of the, you know, beautiful jewels and things to distract him in his majlis and his gathering, he went in very humble and he said to him, wasn't distracted by the dunya, and he said, what have you come with? What is your message? He said, we came to take the people out of worshipping other than their creator, other than Allah, to worship the creator. To take them out of the dhiq, of the difficulty of this life, to sa'atiha, to the ease of this life. And to take them from jur al-adiyan, from the oppression of other religions, to the adl, to the justice of Islam.